Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, this episode's going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air dates, December 16th, 1938, and the title is Pioneers. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. United States, when the red man still ruled vast sections of desert and plain, the establishment of settlements by the whites often caused dangerous conflict. But there were those in that pioneer period who believed that Indians and white men could live peaceably in the same great Southwest. One of these, the greatest champion of justice ever to ride the plains of Western America, was a masked horseman mounted upon a great white charger, a figure who inspired the pioneer of long ago. Return with us to those days when the West was young and the ringing hoofbeats of silver sounded on the outlying trail. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Follow the river! Faster, old boy, or the Indians will attack! Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
Along the eastern bank of the Rojos River squatted the century-old adobe huts of Orarico, home of the superstitious Zuni Indians. On the western bank lived Dana Sturgis and his small but determined band of pioneers. These men, with their families, had but a short time before been attracted by the fertile soil and had founded a farming settlement. One day in the new general store operated by Dana and his wife Mabel, the pioneers talked to the strange, seldom-seen tribe across the Rojos and...
Eric, you say them Indians is called Zunis?
Not Zuni, Tom. Zuni. Zuni.
Zuni, huh?
Sure, Tom. Ain't you ever heard Dana talking about him? There's a Y sound in it, just before the I. And them redskins are just as strange as their name.
Yeah, I know that, Mrs. Sturgis. Because just before Dana went down the river's edge to fish, he was... Well, he was saying something about what mighty funny superstitions them Indians have.
Well, Tom, I don't know much about them myself, but I guess Dana does, because he told me this tribe across the river here is an offshore...
Well, Lord, me. I just now noticed you, mister. Was you looking for something special?
No, thanks. I just dropped in to pass a little time.
Riding through this way?
Yes, I'll be heading north again soon.
Well, make yourself at home here, mister. If you see anything you want, let me know.
You say, Eric, them Indians is an offshoot of some real old tribe?
Yep, that's what Dana told me.
Why hasn't Dana told us this before, if he knows so blame much about him? Why, ever since we first settled here, them Dobie huts across the river has been a mystery.
Now, just a minute, Tom. Don't get the idea Dana knows all there is to know about Zuni Indians. He don't.
Well, what did Dana tell you?
He said no prospector told him that the original Zunis controlled all this land around here, but that the Spaniards came in and tried to drive them out.
And did they?
No, but they stole plenty from them and made the Indians forever plenty mad at the sight of any white man.
Eric, you ain't telling it all.
Well, how's that, Miss Sturgis?
The old prospector told Dana about seven cities of gold.
Oh, sure. Now I remember. The seven cities of Cibola.
That's it. It seems the Spanish explorers imagined a lot of that gold business.
Yeah. They saw the sun shining on Dobie huts like the ones we can just see across the Rojos here.
And thought they was made out of gold.
Oh, so that's how it all started, eh?
Yep. And I suppose that's why we ain't seen much of them Zunias over there. Because we ain't never crossed the river to their side.
And I hope Dana's got enough sense not to try it now, either. I always say, leave well enough alone. Them redskins done come over here. He ain't got no business on their side.
Oh, shucks. Dana can take care of himself, Mrs. Sturgis. He's likely as not busy hauling in a nice mess of river fish.
Yeah, I hope so. You never can tell about Indians.
Hey, listen. What's that rumpus?
Huh? The Indians. Look up there in the river.
By thunder, you're right. They're coming in canoes. The whole tribe of them.
Eric, get out of my way. I've got to find Dana. He's down there by the river.
Wait a minute. Here comes Bob Foster and all the other men.
Eric, Tom, get your muskets full. The Indians are coming. Indians
I can see you, Bob. Where's Dana?
He's positioned down at the river's edge. Where is he?
I don't know, but we ain't time for nothing except to get our muskets. Come on, you fellas. Get ready for a fight. Them red devils are paddling plenty fast.
Unnoticed by the pioneers, the stranger had left them at the first cry of danger, made his way to the great white horse, hidden a short distance away. Then, astride Silver, the Lone Ranger raced along a slanting trail toward the river.
Come on, Silver! The Indians are attacking the whites! We've got to find a way to stop them! Head for the river! The river, old fellow! Come on, Silver!
Resting the summit of the by-trail, the phantom rider shot down the slope to the bank of the Rojos. Lined six across and six deep, the war canoes of the Indians cut swiftly over the river, the first flank nearing the western bank and the white settlement. The Lone Ranger sighted but a short distance ahead of Silver, another horse and rider as he shouted at the top of his voice.
Oh, oh, Silver! Over! Over! Tonto! Tonto!
See war canoes! White
hands!
Hold up!
Oh! Oh! Kimasabe, you bring news? You and Scalder both dripping wet?
Indians lose big god Ramda from Dobie Temple.
A Zuni idol stolen?
That's right. Somebody take it last night.
And they think it was a white man. That's why they're attacking now.
Already two more canoes up there.
Yes? I see them now. They're almost out of sight around that bend.
Indians capture one white man.
Dana Sturgis.
Take him back to Orico now.
Thomas, we can't wait longer. The first flank of canoes is almost ready to land the warriors. But now I know why the Zunis have come across the river. Now, a plan that may work. Come on, Kimasabe, and hurry.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver. Rattle on the riverbank. Come on, old fellow. Come on. Kimasabe, those Indians are armed only with bows and arrows. When the whites fire upon them, Dana's surgeons will die. Ride up the bank to the whites. Tell them not to fire at any cost.
Tonto, go. Come on, Scout.
The life of a white man depends on you, Tonto. Well, Silver, our plan will only prevent bloodshed. Come on, old fellow. We're riding between the red men and the white. Oh, Silver! Away!
Suddenly, a single war canoe shot ahead of the others, nearly touched the river's bank as the Zuni chief stood erect at the prow to command his men.
You, Raina, Angula, Ramda, Tula, Yampu!
And high up on the western bank, Eric shouted a command to the pioneers.
Raise your muskets, every man of you. Take aim!
But even as he cried these words, riding to the midst of the whites came Tonto.
You start! You not shoot muskets! Wait!
What's that?
Wait.
A redskin already outside the river.
You not shoot Indian. You not shoot or Indian kill white man.
Kill, Dana. Kill him.
Me know that Zunyi already capture white man.
Then what are we waiting for, Eric? Look, down at the river.
They'll land any second. Tom, Sam, Aaron.
Come on, wait. You shoot Indian. Indian sure kill white man. You wait.
Eric, Tom, maybe this redskin's right.
Tom, look. That fellow on the big white horse.
What's he doing?
He's a masked man, and he's riding right along the riverbank, right out in front of them war canoes.
He's a fool. They'll drop him in no time. He ain't a chance.
Him have plenty chance.
What?
Him friend the Tonto. Now, you look. Indian have bow and arrow. Him have gun.
Injun, you're right. Look. Look at the masked man.
Before the amazed eyes of the pioneers sped a phantom figure on a great silver horse that raced before the very prows of the advancing warcraft. But as bows were strung taut and deadly arrows poised, another kind of weapon, the white man's six-gun, roared a language any man could understand, as terror struck at the Indian.
There's one, old fellow, the chief's canoe, and there's another, and another. They're sinking, Silver, sinking, and we're going to turn the tide of battle. Come on, Silver, keep close to the river's edge. Once more, pass them all, boy. We've got to show the Indians we mean business. Hi-yo, Silver, away!
And with the tide of jumbled, bouncing war canoes now turned back toward the huts across the Rojos River, the white men dropped their loaded muskets, hardly able to believe what they had just seen.
Eric, Sam, all of you, did you see what the masked man did?
He rode right up to them draw bows, crossed in front of a whole tribe of Indian warriors, and scared them out single-handed.
The masked man, here he comes.
Tonto know him come.
Masked man, you drove off the engine.
How in blazes did you ever do it?
Mr. Masked Man, I suppose we ought to be afraid of you. You look just like an outlaw.
Outlaw?
But I guess we ain't. Not now.
I have my own reasons for wearing the mask, and I'm not an outlaw.
Of course, even if you are, after what you did for us, well, we can forget most anything now.
Yeah, but where in thunder did you come from? And how did you ever scare them red devils out so quick?
It doesn't matter where I came from, but when I saw that those Indians were armed only with bows and arrows, I had to protect them.
Protect them?
We thought it was us you was protecting.
It was both the Indians and you I had in mind.
But I don't savvy, mister.
Then perhaps you'll understand this. You men were greatly outnumbered.
We sure was, mister.
But even if you had opened fire on the Zunyis, who know nothing of bullets and powder, and their bows and arrows would have been almost useless.
Seems like you proved that, masked man, with only 2 6-guns.
Yes, but you men would have aimed to kill. I only sunk their canoes. And if you had killed, that tribe would be your everlasting enemy.
I see your point, mister. But you can't tell us them redskins ain't our enemy right now.
Just a minute. Not a one of you is going to cross that river.
And why ain't we?
You ain't our boss, masked man. But Dana's our leader.
Yeah, it was him brung us here first, and I say help Dana.
Listen to me, all of you. You want to get Dana back alive, do just as I say.
Are you in league with them redskins?
No, but I've learned a few things about them. I have a plan that'll save Dana, and at the same time, weld a lasting peace between you whites and those Zunyis.
How do you know your plan will work?
I don't, but I've good reason to believe it will. And you men are going to do as I say.
What makes you think that?
Because what you want more than anything else is Dana Sturgis alive.
Oh, we do, Mr. Messman. I'll do anything to get Dana back.
Then listen. And I'll tell you why the Indians attacked you today.
You know that?
The reason they come after us?
Yes. Someone, perhaps white men, perhaps red, has stolen an idol from the Zunyis.
What? You mean one of the gods they worship?
Exactly.
But how do you know that?
Tonto know that. Tonto tell friend.
Indian, you mean you've been over there in the Zuni village?
Tonto know that Runda, guardian god of Zunyi, gone.
Well, sure. Eric, Tom, look at his horse. He's dripping wet. Them swim in the river, don't you see?
Well, I'll be doggone.
And that's why we must try my plan to safeguard the life of Dana Sturgis. Don't attack the Indians if you would save him.
You think the Indians are holding him as a hostage?
I do. Now, Tonto and I are leaving you for the present. We've got work to do. In the meantime, keep guards posted along the riverbank, just in case the Zunyis come here again looking for their idol.
But, mister, we ain't got their idol.
I know that, but the Indians don't. And when we find out where it is, I'm coming back for some of you. Because you people are going to take Rum Dance back to the Zuni.
Get him out of the scouts. They're going. Look at that white horse travel.
The curtain falls on the first act of our thrilling Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. The masked rider and his Indian companion scoured the country across the river, even to the very borders of the Zuni village of Orarico, but no clue to the theft of the idol could be found. Then on the fourth day, the Lone Ranger and Tonto returned to the western bank of the Rojos, where we find them picking a slow trail northward along the river's edge.
Although the Zunis are superstitious, but I'm convinced we're matching our wits against a tribe more clever and superstitious. I think you're right about them wanting the Zuni idol for their own guardian spirits.
You look. There.
Christ, Tonto. The clue we've been looking for.
Close to. Oh, Moska. Oh.
Tonto, look over here. Heavy hoof prints. Too heavy for light Indian ponies. What do you make of them?
Maybe them carry heavy load.
The idol, yes. Still, how could horses carry it? Its weight might not be too much, but its size would make it almost impossible to handle with horses. I wonder... Wait. Look at these marks here.
Them long marks go way off there. Cut ground.
Two parallel lines about 3 feet apart, leading out of the reeds along the riverbank and heading inland. Come on, Tonto. Into these reeds.
Tonto, think this end our trail.
It's here, Kimosabe. Hidden in these reeds.
All right. Me see.
This is what brought the idol up the river. Here it was unloaded onto what was probably a crude sled. Perhaps two poles for the runners. Then horses dragged the sled away.
That why hoof print plenty deep. Same way mark goes.
Yes. The horses dug the feet in because of the weight they were pulling. But come on, Tonto.
You ready now for plan?
Yes. The idol will keep. Wherever it is, it's too bulky to hide. When I get back, this well-marked trail will lead us to it.
Here's a little scout.
Steady there.
You want Tonto go now?
Yes, Kimosabe. Back across the river. Finding the clue on this side, the pioneer's side, changes our plan but little. You can still carry out your part.
Tonto know what to do.
Hurry, King of Hobbits. We're ready by daybreak tomorrow.
Hail, Silver! Hail!
Southward along the riverbank raced the Lone Ranger, while Tonto and Scout recrossed the Rojos to the Zuni side. Several days had passed since the masked man had left the pioneers, and even as he sped toward their settlement, they became increasingly restless. To Mabel Sturgis, wife of their captive leader, the few days had seemed an eternity.
Just look at poor Mabel. She ain't no nerves left.
Ada and Mabel, listen. Tom and Bob and me and all of us told the masked man we wouldn't go attacking them Indians ourselves.
You didn't, Eric. You just said...
Just said as much as the same, Mrs. Sturgis. The masked man told us Dana'd be safe as long as we kept ourselves.
That's why we're waiting for word from him. Sure. And when he comes back, we're going after that there idol of the Redskins in order to save Dana and make peace at the same time.
Your old idol be blasted. What good's that to Mabel Sturgis when she don't know what's happened to Dana? She's fed up on waiting for a masked rider who may or may not be our friend. Why, it's been 10 days now and he ain't showed up yet.
Fellas, part of what Ada says is right. There's no arguing the masked man's been gone a long time. Too long, maybe.
You reckon, Bob?
No, I ain't. But listen, it's about 5 hours till dark. Suppose, more for Mabel Sturgis than anything else, we wait till sundown. Then if the masked man don't come, take our boats and go look for Dana.
Bob Foster, you will? You will do that?
If Tom and Eric and the rest are willing.
Oh, bless you, Bob. Bless you.
Listen, fellas. The boats we got could take us all across the river in about 3 trips. Then we'd have a chance.
Yeah. Bullets and powder against bows and arrows. The masked man himself said the Injuns wouldn't have a chance.
How about you, Tom?
Well, I don't know.
Tom Crawford, if you ain't man enough...
Wait, look! Coming right toward us, the masked man.
Bringing the word we've been waiting for.
Oh, it only means I'll get Dana back.
Oh, masked man, what'd you find out? Where's your Injun pard?
Are you ready for us to help you fetch back that blamed idol?
Yes, I am ready for you. I want 4 of your best men.
Mister, you can have all of us if it'll bring back Dana's Sturgis.
I can use only 4, but hurry and pick them.
Tom, you and Bob and me are as good as any of us.
Sure, and I'll go after Sam for the 4.
Choose your best horses. Get guns and ammunition. We have a long trip ahead of us and danger when we get there. But success is ours if you all have the courage to follow my plan. There's the raft I told you about.
Mister, this horse of mine couldn't stir another foot.
You know, rest your horses here. But I'm going inland now to follow that trail leading west.
You mean them 2 scratch marks there on the ground?
Yes. Those marks will lead me to the stolen idol.
Well, wait a minute, masked man. How do you know that?
Never mind how I know. But I expect to find an Indian village not far from the river.
More Indians?
Yes. The thieves who took the idol. Over there in those reeds, you'll find a raft.
Huh?
It was used to get rum there, away from the Zuni tribe. And it's going to be used to take that same precious idol back home.
And you ain't even been trying to rescue Dana all this time?
I've told you, men, that Dana is safe. Saving him before we return their guardian Rumda would only send them on the warpath again. They'll keep Dana alive until they're convinced their idol won't be returned.
But suppose they've already...
I've no more time for talk. It'll soon be dark, and I've got to follow this sled trail to its end. Come on, Silver.
A sled.
Cool, Sam.
Never mind, fellas. The masked man's trailing down an Indian idol, and we're taking his orders.
The deep-rutted, double-line trail led the masked rider to an Indian village some 2 miles from the riverbank. Once he was sure of the landmarks surrounding it, he swung Silver about, ready to carry out the rest of his plan. Darkness had fallen when he rejoined the 4 men near the river.
Men, for your horses, and hurry.
Did you look at what happened, mister?
I did. Now ride with me. Let's go. Come on, Silver. Back over the same way. Come on, Silver.
Through the night, under a cloudy sky, the pioneers rode, following the masked man, until, at length, not far ahead, they saw the fires of the Indian village. But here, the command from their leader, they reined in their mounts.
Follow me.
Masked man, you heading for that little patch of light that's coming from that adobe hut there?
Yes, the temple. Rumda's sure to be inside. But there'll be a priest, too, a medicine man.
And how are we going to pull this stunt without waking up all the Indians? The medicine man will make a fuss.
We'll handle him. The idol's our big problem. We can't drag it away. It would make too much noise. It'll have to be carried by hand the full distance back to the raft.
Gosh, near 2 miles.
We'll make it somehow, masked man. You lead us.
We've got to make it back to the river. Our horses are no good to us without the sled these Indians used to bring it here.
They can follow like, masked fella, after we get that blooming idol back to them.
Yes. Now, don't talk anymore. We're getting close to the temple and... The medicine man's chanting half aloud. He's inside, facing Rumda. Careful now, but keep on coming. Against the background of an Indian ritual fire, the medicine man knelt, his back to the approaching whites. Beyond the fire squatted the huge head of Rumda, a crude wooden idol but mighty to the superstitious Indian. Then at the very door of the temple, the moon slid from behind a dense cloud. One of the white men, Bob Foster, stumbled over a loose stone and brought the worshipping Indian priest to his feet. Bob sprang forward.
I'll fix the varmint. There. That's one painted devil won't bother us.
Now, quick, all of you, get a hold of the idol at his base. To go through the doorway. Now, hurry before the village wakes.
The masked man and his companions retraced their steps even more quickly than they had come. Hours dragged by. As five weary men trudged on, the moon paled, the stars flickered and went out. The sun began to rise golden in the east. At last they reached the Rojos, stumbling feet plowed through mud and reeds. A final desperate effort, and the Indian idol Rundar was placed upon the raft.
Mr. Masked Man, in my whole life I never worked so hard or got so scared all in the same night.
I'm so doggone tired of shaking.
Listen.
The engines. From the village.
Then we're done for. Come on, climb aboard the raft. Out in the river we can make a fight for a spell.
No, we'd be worse off there than here. The sun's up. We'd be in plain sight. Duck low in these reeds.
Masked Man, they're getting close. Too close.
But they've only got bows and arrows like the Zunis. Fire to stop them. Over their heads.
That's done it. Look, they're pulling right up.
Keep firing. We've got to make sure.
Hey, who's that Zunia? Look.
What?
Right behind you, out on the river. Here comes them war canoes again.
Thunderation, Masked Man. Now there's two tribes going to get after us.
No, no, don't you see? Dane is with them in that lead canoe.
What?
He's going to land in a minute now. And there's Tonto coming across from the other side on scout. Hold fire! Hold fire, men! The attacking Indians are scattering, and our friends are here.
Yes, my golly, the Masked Man's right. Fellas, just look at them red devils ride the other way.
Turning tail like scared rabbits. And over here landing on the bank right now is Dana. Hi, Dana. Dana Sturgis, come in.
Come on,
right,
glad to see you.
Right, glad to see you.
Over here, Tonto.
Me bring help.
I knew you would make it, Kemosabe. We had those other Indians stopped, but the sight of Yampo and his war canoes turned them to flight.
Say, them canoes full of Indians settle matters all right, but who in blazes is Yampo?
Me, Yampo.
Huh?
That's right. Yampo, big chief of Zuni Indian tribe.
Nila, Rokat, Lure, Ti, Toho, Rumda.
What's that? What kind of lingo's that?
Yampo say, pale face, save great god of red man. Now, red man, brother to pale face, for all times. Say peace lasts all time.
Well, that's fine as far as these here Zunis are concerned, but what about the other tribe of redskins?
Mana, Zuni, Sula, and Rumda.
Don't you fellas worry none about no other Indians now. Why, shucks, old Yampo here is a blood brother of the whole bunch of us from now on.
Me, Yampo.
See? And now I ain't never met up with a masked man yet, but I ain't in this minute, so I can thank him.
You're too late, Dana. There he goes now.
Well, of all the strange acting fellas, that there masked man.
Come on, Silver, old boy! There's another valley just ahead! Hello, Silver! Away!
Silver!
copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to OTNetcast.com. Again, that's OTNetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.